So today's readings, today's celebration of these martyrs, remind us how important it is to stay in the church, in union with the church, because that is where God and salvation are found, not outside of the church. Today's first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, it says that these enemies of Jerusalem went up to attack Jerusalem, but they were not able to conquer it. Now, Jerusalem is a figure of the mystical Jerusalem, namely the church. And what does our responsorial psalm say today? It says, God upholds his city forever. That is, God upholds the church forever. As our Lord said, founding the church on Peter the Rock, that the gates of hell would not prevail against it, right? And so we need to remain with the church, in the church, because that's where God and salvation are found. Now, unfortunately, England did not manage to remain with the church back in the times of Henry VIII, and so the martyrs we celebrate today were ministering in England in the wake of that schism. And we'll just read their account from the Roman Martyrology. At London in England, St. John Jones, priest and martyr from the Order of Friars Minor, who originally from Wales, entered religious life in France and was condemned under Queen Elizabeth for having been a priest who entered England. He then consummated his martyrdom by being hanged to death. St. John Jones was born in 1530 and died on July 12th, 1598. And the other one, St. John Wall, at Worcester in England, St. John Wall, priest and martyr from the Order of Friars Minor, who secretly carried out priestly duties for more than 20 years, was then hanged and quartered under King Charles II for his priesthood. St. John Wall was born in 1620 and died on August 22nd, 1679. Now, why did these two priests go into England when they knew how dangerous it was, when they were torturing and putting priests to death? Precisely because they knew that outside the church there is no salvation. They were going to save souls. And they knew that England had separated itself from the church. And so for this reason, they needed to go back. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit to risk their lives. And so they did, and they gave glory to God, and they saved many souls by their labors that they did there in England. And we look at our Lord's words of warning in today's gospel, right? Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! It will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. And these words really could be applied to any country, region, area, church that separates itself, right, from Holy Mother Church and the Roman Pontiff, right? So we think about England, and we think about Germany in our own days, right? Teetering and tottering, wavering and waffling on the faith. So, right, we've got woe to you, England, woe to you, Germany. It will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. And so let's follow the example of these martyrs by remaining firm in the faith. Again, that brings us back to today's first reading, right? Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm, right? Unless your faith is firm in God, in the church that he established, you shall not be firm. That is, your soul will fall. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.